anniversary. The government spokesperson Dr. Isaac Mwaura led the staff from his office in marking 1 year at Remu Comprehensive School in Kianyaga, Kirinyaga County. The school hosts a special unit that takes care and teaches the curriculum of the pupils living with disabilities. The office was officially gazetted and transitioned to the Executive Office of the President from the Department of Broadcasting and Telecommunication on October 4, 2023. The event celebration came after the Uzalendo initiative, where they planted trees with teachers, chiefs and the pupils as part of patriotism and taking care of the environment. Dr. Mwaura said the office has registered immense growth and achievements from building a strong organizational foundation to fulfilling the mandate of delivering timely and accurate information to the public, thanking his dedicated and committed team who has made progress possible. Speaking at Remu, Dr. Mwaura challenged the students with disabilities to take education seriously, noting his dream to pursue education has made him achieve a lot. He revealed missing admission in a prestigious school because of his condition but later joined a local secondary school. However, he made it to university locally and internationally because of his dream. Mwaura has served as an MP, senator, and chief administrative secretary and currently government spokesperson. Dr. Mwaura chat with pupils at Remu Special Unit. There was little awareness about my condition, but I had a dream. Education is the greatest equalization. Through education here in Kenya, despite missing to join Stare Boys Center, I went to local school, I went to Kenyatta University, South Africa and England. Do not belittle yourself, being born with disability is not the end, Dr. Mwaura said. Harrison Bundy, nominated MCA Kirinyaga County Assembly representing PWDs, said they have come up with the disability bill, which has undergone first reading and is now looking to fill the gaps before being passed into law. Bundy is deaf but has a bachelor's degree in education from Mwa University. We have a Kirinyaga County Persons with Disability Bill 2023, which has passed first reading and now we are filling some gaps before being taken to NEST next stage. Bundy noted the bill seeks creation of the Board of Persons with Disabilities, Disability Fund, setting out rights and privileges of PWDs and protecting them from any form of discrimination. Joseph Maynor, from the County Government Department of Special Needs, said Mwaura is a role model to the majority of people living with disabilities. He added PWDs do not need sympathy but support and they can deliver any other person or even better on their areas of specialization. He insisted on the need for vocational training for PWDs. Mwaura has proven today even if I am limping I can do as much as others can do or surpass. What we need is not sympathy, but support. If I fall, do not sympathize with me, lift me in place where I can do what I want do what and you will realize I can do my best. Zipora Maringu, in charge of National Council of People with Disabilities Kirinyaga, calls for awareness on registrations of PWDs. She noted some missed services because they are not registered especially during issuance of assistive devices and scholarships. There are services we offer like assistive devices and scholarships and registration is required for such services, Ms. Maringu said.